Hi, this is Danny Whitaker with Devoted to Scripture. I'm reading through the Bible in a year and sharing my reading with you. This is day 61 of our journey. Moses is getting into the swing of his sermon. He reminds Israel of all the times during their journey that they have questioned and doubted God. He warns them against pride. Do not think to yourself, because of my own righteousness, the Lord has brought me here to possess the land. It is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out ahead of you. He speaks to the greatness of their God. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, mighty, and awesome God who is unbiased and takes no bribe, who justly treats the orphan and widow, and who loves resident foreigners, giving them food and clothing. Moses also proclaims the goodness of the land they are about to possess and warns them not to reject God's laws so that they bring a curse upon the land. Join me in Deuteronomy 8 to 11 to hear Moses' passion and excitement at the prospect of entering the promised land. Deuteronomy 8. You must keep carefully all these commandments I am giving you today, so that you may live, increase in number, and go in and occupy the land that the Lord promised to your ancestors. Remember the whole way by which he has brought you these 40 years through the wilderness, so that he might, by humbling you, test you to see if you have it within you to keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you by making you hungry and then feeding you with unfamiliar manna. He did this to teach you that humankind cannot live by bread alone, but also by everything that comes from the Lord's mouth. Your clothing did not wear out, nor did your feet swell all these 40 years. Be keenly aware that just as a parent disciplines his child, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you must keep his commandments, live according to his standards, and revere him. For the Lord your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of brooks, springs, and fountains flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, and pomegranates, of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat food in plenty and find no lack of anything, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you can mine copper. You will eat your fill and then praise the Lord your God because of the good land he has given you. Be sure you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, ordinances, and statutes that I am giving you today. When you eat your fill, when you build and occupy good houses, when your cattle and flocks increase, when you have plenty of silver and gold, and when you have abundance of everything, be sure you do not feel self-important and forget the Lord your God who brought you from the land of Egypt, the place of slavery, and who brought you through the great, fearful wilderness of venomous serpents and scorpions, an arid place with no water. He made water flow from a flint rock and fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your ancestors had never known before, so that he might, by humbling you, test you and eventually bring good to you. Be careful not to say, my own ability and skill have gotten me this wealth. You must remember the Lord your God, for he is the one who gives ability to get wealth. If you do this, he will confirm his covenant that he made by oath to your ancestors, even as he has to this day. Now, if you forget the Lord your God at all, and follow other gods, worshiping and prostrating yourselves before them, I testify to you today that you will surely be annihilated. Just like the nations the Lord is about to destroy from your sight, so he will do to you because you would not obey him. Deuteronomy 9. Listen, Israel. Today you are about to cross the Jordan so that you can dispossess the nations there, people greater and stronger than you who live in large cities with extremely high fortifications. They include the Anakites, a numerous and tall people whom you know about and of whom it is said, who is able to resist the Anakites? Understand today that the Lord your God who goes before you is a devouring fire. He will defeat and subdue them before you. You will dispossess and destroy them quickly, just as he has told you. Do not think to yourself after the Lord your God has driven them out before you, because of my own righteousness the Lord has brought me here to possess this land. It is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out ahead of you. It is not because of your righteousness, or even your inner uprightness, that you have come here to possess their land. Instead, because of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God is driving them out ahead of you in order to confirm the promise he made on oath to your ancestors, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is about to give you this good land as a possession, for you are a stubborn people. Remember, don't ever forget, how you provoked the Lord your God in the wilderness. From the time you left the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you were constantly rebelling against him. At Horeb, you provoked him, and he was angry enough with you to destroy you. when I went up the mountain to receive the stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant that the Lord made with you, I remained there 40 days and nights, eating and drinking nothing. The Lord gave me the two stone tablets, written by the very finger of God, and on them was everything he said to you at the mountain from the midst of the fire at the time of that assembly. Now at the end of the 40 days and nights, the Lord presented me with the two stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant. And he said to me, "Get up, go down at once from here, because your people whom you brought out of Egypt have sinned. They have quickly turned from the way I commanded them, and have made for themselves a cast metal image." Moreover, he said to me, "I have taken note of this people. They are a stubborn lot. Stand aside, and I will destroy them, obliterating their very name from memory, and I will make you into a stronger and more numerous nation than they are." So I turned and went down the mountain while it was blazing with fire. The two tablets of the covenant were in my hands. When I looked, you had indeed sinned against the Lord your God and had cast for yourselves a metal calf. You had quickly turned aside from the way he had commanded you. I grabbed the two tablets, threw them down, and shattered them before your very eyes. Then I again fell down before the Lord for 40 days and nights. I ate and drank nothing because of all the sin you had committed, doing such evil before the Lord as to enrage him. For I was terrified at the Lord's intense anger that threatened to destroy you. But he listened to me this time as well. The Lord was also angry enough at Aaron to kill him, but at that time I prayed for him too. As for your sinful thing that you had made, the calf, I took it, melted it down, ground it up until it was as fine as dust, and tossed the dust into the stream that flows down the mountain. Moreover, you continued to provoke the Lord at Taberah, Massah, and Kibroth Hattaavah. And when he sent you from Kadesh Barnea and told you, "Go up and possess the land I have given you," you rebelled against the Lord your God and would neither believe nor obey him. You have been rebelling against him from the very first day I knew you. I lay flat on the ground before the Lord for 40 days and nights, for he had said he would destroy you. I prayed to him, "Oh, sovereign Lord, do not destroy your people, your valued property that you have powerfully redeemed, whom you brought out of Egypt by your strength. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ignore the stubbornness, wickedness, and sin of these people. Otherwise, the people of the land from which you brought us will say, 'The Lord was unable to bring them to the land he promised them, and because of his hatred for them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness.' They are your people, your valued property, whom you brought out with great strength and power." Deuteronomy 10. At that same time, the Lord said to me, "Carve out for yourself two stone tablets like the first ones, and come up the mountain to me. Also make for yourself a wooden ark. I will write on the tablets the same words that were on the first tablets you broke, and you must put them into the ark." So I made an ark of acacia wood and carved out two stone tablets just like the first ones. Then I went up the mountain with the two tablets in my hands. The Lord then wrote on the tablets the same words, the Ten Commandments which he had spoken to you at the mountain from the middle of the fire at the time of that assembly. And he gave them to me. Then I turned, went down the mountain, and placed the tablets into the ark I had made. They are still there, just as the Lord commanded me. During those days, the Israelites traveled from Beeroth Bene-Jaakan to Moserah. There Aaron died and was buried, and his son Eleazar became priest in his place. From there they traveled to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbatha, a place of flowing streams. At that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the ark of the Lord's covenant, to stand before the Lord to serve him, and to formulate blessings in his name, as they do to this very day. Therefore Levi has no allotment or inheritance among his brothers. The Lord is his inheritance, just as the Lord your God told him. As for me, I stayed at the mountain as I did the first time, 40 days and nights. The Lord listened to me this time as well and decided not to destroy you. Then he said to me, "Get up, set out leading the people so they may go and possess the land I promised to give to their ancestors. Now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you except to revere him, to obey all his commandments, to love him, to serve him with all your mind and being, and to keep the Lord's commandments and statutes that I am giving you today for your own good? The heavens, indeed the highest heavens, belong to the Lord your God, as does the earth and everything in it. However, only to your ancestors did he show his loving favor, and he chose you, their descendants, from all peoples, as is apparent today. Therefore, cleanse your heart and stop being so stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, mighty, and awesome God who is unbiased and takes no bribes, who justly treats the orphan and widow, and who loves resident foreigners, giving them food and clothing. So you must love the resident foreigner because you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. revere the Lord your God, serve him, be loyal to him, and take oaths only in his name. He is the one you should praise. He is your God, the one who has done these great and awesome things for you that you have seen. When your ancestors went down to Egypt, they numbered only 70, but now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of the sky. Deuteronomy 11. You must love the Lord your God and do what he requires. Keep his statutes, ordinances, and commandments at all times. Bear in mind today that I am not speaking to your children who have not personally experienced the judgments of the Lord your God, which revealed his greatness, strength, and power. They did not see the awesome deeds he performed in the midst of Egypt against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his whole land, or what he did to the army of Egypt, including their horses and chariots, when he made the waters of the Red Sea overwhelm them while they were pursuing you, and he annihilated them. They did not see what he did to you in the wilderness before you reached this place, or what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab the Reubenite, when the earth opened its mouth in the middle of the Israelite camp and swallowed them, their families, their tents, and all the property they brought with them. I am speaking to you because you are the ones who saw all the great deeds of the Lord. Now pay attention to all the commandments I am giving you today, so that you may be strong enough to enter and possess the land where you are headed, and that you may enjoy long life in the land the Lord promised to give to your ancestors and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land where you are headed is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, a land where you planted seed and which you irrigated by hand like a vegetable garden. Instead, the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy is one of hills and valleys, a land that drinks in water from the rains, a land the Lord your God looks after. He is constantly attentive to it from the beginning to the end of the year. Now, if you pay close attention to my commandments that I am giving you today, and love the Lord your God and serve him with all your mind and being, then he promises, I will send rain for your land in its season, the autumn and the spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and olive oil. I will provide pasture for your livestock, and you will eat your fill. Make sure you do not turn away to serve and worship other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will erupt against you, and he will close up the sky so that it does not rain. The land will not yield its produce, and you will soon be removed from the good land the Lord is about to give you. Fix these words of mine into your mind and being, and tie them as a reminder on your hands, and let them be symbols on your forehead. Teach them to your children, and speak of them as you sit in your house, as you walk along the road, as you lie down, and as you get up. Inscribe them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and those of your descendants may be extended in the land which the Lord promised to give to your ancestors, like the days of heaven itself. For if you carefully observe all of these commandments I am giving you, and love the Lord your God, live according to his standards and remain loyal to him, then he will drive out all these nations ahead of you, and you will dispossess nations greater and stronger than you. Every place you set your foot will be yours. Your border will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the river, that is the Euphrates, as far as the Mediterranean Sea. Nobody will be able to resist you. The Lord your God will spread the fear and terror of you over the whole land on which you walk, just as he promised you. Take note, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you take to heart the commandments of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, and the curse, if you pay no attention to his commandments and turn from the way I am setting before you today to pursue other gods you have not known. When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are to possess, you must pronounce the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not across the Jordan River, toward the west, in the land of the Canaanites who live in the Rift Valley opposite Gilgal, near the Oak of Morah? For you are about to cross the Jordan to possess the land the Lord your God is giving you, and you will possess and inhabit it. Be certain to keep all the statutes and ordinances that I am presenting to you today. Thank you for joining me on our shared walk through Scripture today. Devotion to Scripture doesn't begin and end here. My prayer is that you will be encouraged to dig deeper and spend some additional time in God's Word today. If you're looking for a great place to start, check the episode description where you will always find a few key verses from the day's reading to reflect on further. I'd love to hear from you. How is God using this podcast to help you grow? How can I be praying for you? Email me at devotedtoscripture@gmail.com. It's amazing seeing a passage come alive as we understand its place in the whole story of the Bible. Knowing, and ultimately being a part of that story, is the most important undertaking of your life. Join me tomorrow to continue the journey. Be devoted to Scripture.